The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
Welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you guys check me out on Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show if you want to check me out on Twitter. Also, if you want to check me out on Facebook, it's at Sean Green Show Media if you want to check me out on Facebook. And you can check me out on WGNPlus.com. Yes, that's WGNPlus.com. Got a jam-packed show for you today. I know it's getting close to Christmas, and if you guys don't know what to get that special someone for Christmas, I'm going to have all kinds of ideas of what you can get your friend or your special loved one for Christmas later on in the show. But right now, I'm happy to welcome back Tony Caridi. He's the marketing director at Avid Technology, Avid.com. And he's one of those guys that I love having on because I'm a total like audio geek. I like to deal with all these different types of digital audio workstations. And we're going to talk about Pro Tools 12 and the new updates and the new features that they do have for Pro Tools 12. And he joins me right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Hey, Tony, what's going on, buddy?
Sean, good, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, all right, we got Pro Tools 12.3. What's the new features in the new Pro Tools? What can we expect when we open up that box or we download the new Pro Tools?
Lots. Well, first of all, thanks so much for having me on the show again. I was really looking forward to that. Really cool to talk to you. We just announced not only 12.3, we announced 12.4 last week. And so this is the fourth release in the past 6 months for Pro Tools owners. And this is in line with the announcement we made when Pro Tools 12 came out, which was, you know, gone are the days of these really large launches that take, you know, 1 to 2 years to come out. And we're coming out with these more of these micro launches that happen every few months. So with 12.3, we released a whole bunch of capabilities for editing, and for prepping your mixes. So with 12.3, you have this really beautiful waveform transparency so that when you're editing waveforms or you're grabbing waveforms, you're moving them, you're spotting them on the timeline, you don't lose the waveform overview. You actually have it, it perpetually is there as you're dragging it, so you have a way better opportunity to kind of visually align the waveform peaks with other waveform peaks or with maybe a picture cut or something like that. So it makes the whole editing and spotting process a lot quicker and just more enjoyable anyway because, you know, the software is much more responsive. Also what we released, which was super exciting, were a whole bunch of track commit workflows, which has allowed you to take all of your tracks, independent tracks, just kind of bounce them right in place. So you would commit all of your effects, for instance, you commit automation, and that would be a great way to work with other people, maybe who aren't using the same effects you are. Because if you know, like Sean, you're a Pro Tools user, if you're, you know, working with somebody who doesn't have the same plugins you do, it can be really frustrating experience because
yeah,
they come over a Pro Tools section, and they may not get the same, you know, they're not hearing the same thing. Well, this makes it super easy. You just can export, you know, individual tracks or whole session just as audio. It makes it really quick. And then what we did with 12.4, which was announced last week and will be shipping within the next week or so, it's going to be shipping before the end of the year, that rounds out those track commit features with track freeze. So in addition to be able to, you know, just commit all of your effects in place and, you know, replace the existing track or make another track, what freeze does is it adds a little snowflake button right on the track itself, and it'll do essentially that same function, but it's a much quicker workflow if you just want to take some of your CPU cycles and kind of regain them back by turning off those plugins. So you can just hit that freeze button, it pulls all of those effects, it prints the track right in place and pulls all of those plugins offline. So now your computer can take on, you know, the next high processing task it needs to do.
Now, one of the cool things that I love about Avid is Avid Everywhere, and we talked about this last time we had you on. Are there any, like, new additions that is on Avid Everywhere? Is it pretty much the same thing as we talked about last time? Is there anything new since that you guys have the 12.4?
Well, Avid Everywhere is the higher-level direction and vision for the company. So it encompasses Pro Tools, but it encompasses also Media Composer, Sibelius, Venue, so our broadcast and media solutions. So, you know, the vision is the vision, and it's a really far-reaching vision. So what's happened in the past, say, year or so since we talked last was that, you know, we've made progress towards fulfilling that vision. So one of those things is making the software more accessible, you know, via subscription and via these upgrade plans. So, you know, one of the things we did with Pro Tools 12 is that, you know, we lowered the price of Pro Tools down to $599 U.S., and that comes with an additional 12 months of upgrades included. Or you can subscribe to the software for, you know, just under $25 a month. So those are things that are part of the vision. Also, we kind of rounded out the marketplace, which is the online store. So we have a lot more partners that are on the marketplace now to make it much more convenient for users to find creative effects they need and sometimes even find them and install them directly within the application without even needing to restart.
Wow.
Another really big part of the vision is this, is that the promise of being able to collaborate and work with other people easier than ever before. Because today, the way people typically collaborate is with over-the-counter cloud storage, like Dropbox or Google, you know, Google Drive or something, or Microsoft OneDrive. And, you know, that works pretty well, but the fact of the matter is you have to do a lot of manual kind of maintenance there. So, you know, if you and I are working on something together, and I lay down a guitar track for you, let's say, and I go, yeah, you know, and I tweak some other things in there, too. Now, you get the session back, you're like, oh, man, he laid down the guitar track, but he also tweaked this other stuff. What did he do? How do I keep track of this? Maybe I don't want him to turn that. Maybe you didn't want me to screw around with your automation or whatever. Well, you know, rather than having to painfully go through and update that stuff and figure out what I did, the collaboration workflows that are coming into Pro Tools shortly, they really connect the two systems together so that anytime there's a change made, there's an indication, a clear indication on the track, and you have the choice whether to accept it or not. And it just makes it so much easier for two people, three people, you know, almost a limitless number of people to work together and always stay in sync without this manual file management that you would have to do today with Dropbox. That's something that, you know, we announced a little over a year ago, and we're, you know, I just saw some really fantastic updates on how engineering is doing with the software and the progress.
Yeah.
Some internal, you know, demonstrations and stuff done. And just the progress is staggering, and it is just, the implementation is just beautiful. So the next big thing you'll see from us in the audio, you know, in the Pro Tools world, is this cloud collaboration, which is just, it's awesome. And that's going to be another step towards fulfilling, you know, some of the many aspects of Avid Everywhere.
All right, good. We're talking with Tony Caridi. He's the marketing director of audio at Avid Technology. One thing I definitely wanted to ask you about is that a lot of these different DAWs, digital audio workstations, they're starting to have their stuff subscription-based. Two-part question. Do you think that's a wise thing to do? And two, do you see Avid going into that direction of where it's just subscription-based?
Well, we were pretty clear about a year ago when we announced Pro Tools 12 that we were intent on giving people a choice. So we offer a subscription today, but we also continue to offer, you know, a standard, you know, a traditional license or a perpetual license, which is, you know, a software license that never expires, you can keep forever. So we're going to hold, you know, that offering where it is, where we're going to let people decide, because subscription is great for some people. And it's great, especially if you think about a company who's taking on a big project. They have to, like, let's just say they have to ramp up the number of Pro Tools seats temporarily, or maybe Media Composer seats. They can literally do that just for a few months if they want to, and then turn it back off. So it's a lot more cost effective if they can just rent it for a little bit, so to speak, and rather than having to pony up and buy the whole thing. But for a lot of us who are used to buying software and, you know, want the peace of mind of owning it, we're going to continue to still offer that. So they're both really important. You know, the change to subscription for a lot of software companies, it goes hand in hand with the fact that things are changing so quickly today that, let's just say we release, you know, a new version of software, you know, whether it's Microsoft or Avid or Apple, sometimes you have to wait a long time. It can be a couple years for a major release.
Yeah.
Well, what happens today within 2 years? Today, if you wait 2 years for an upgrade, you are going to have all kinds of new requirements in the market that you haven't been able to deliver upon, because you set a plan 2.5 years before and you finally delivered it and the world has moved on. What helps with subscription and with our upgrade plans as well, where, you know, you're kind of buying a subscription to upgrades for a year, then you're able to, it lets the company, in this case Avid, it lets us focus on, all right, what are people really wanting right now? Well, okay, let's just say there's a certain workflows, certain kinds of deliverables people are looking for. It lets us just pinpoint that one thing, focus on it, and turn it around really quickly. Where if we had to do it in the old way, you know, we'd be starting now on something that people might not see for two and a half years.
Wow. Now, we're coming on the end of 2015. 2016 is upon us. What do you see, you know, moving forward with Avid? What do you see going forward with Pro Tools? What's going to happen in 2016?
Well, first of all, a really important date for anyone out there who owns Pro Tools today and hasn't gotten onto an upgrade, really important for them to know they have a decision to make before the end of the year. And that decision is, they want to get onto an upgrade plan before the end of the year and get it at an amazing $99 price, which means they get the latest version today and they get the next 1 year of upgrades included.
Okay.
That's one option. The other option is, do they want to wait and just do it, you know, at a later time when maybe, you know, they feel like, you know, they have the money or they're ready to, or you know, who knows what's going on, but they want to make that decision later. It's important people know that if they wait till after the end of the year, starting January 1st, that upgrade price goes up so it's like your window is closing. So today, if you get on for $99, your renewals, you know, moving forward, it's $99 a year. You always have the latest version. If you don't upgrade before the end of the year, to get on that plan will cost you $299.
Wow.
Really important that if somebody has that, you know, and this is something, by the way, we announced about 15 months ago. So we said, look, we're transitioning to this new model of upgrades. We're selling one-year upgrade plans. We're not selling individual upgrades anymore because, you know, like I said, things are moving quicker. We're releasing software much more frequently. We're not going to ask somebody for, you know, an upgrade fee every 3 months, every 2 months. So here's the plan, $99 for the entire year. But at one point, you know, there's a cutoff. So that cutoff is December 31st. So if, at that point, if you're not on a plan, your upgrade, you know, to get into one is going to cost you a little bit more. Yeah, so it's a fantastic deal. And, you know, like I said, just to answer your initial question, what's going on in 2016? Stay tuned for the most amazing collaboration workflows. And it doesn't mean you have to be working with somebody in Europe or Australia. You can be working with somebody in the next room or next to you on the couch, but the way you're going to be able to connect with other people using Pro Tools is going to blow your head off. It's really, really going to be exciting.
All right, and there you have it, Tony Caridi. He's the marketing director of audio at Avid Technology, avid.com. Hey, make sure you guys go to avid.com, check out all the new stuff there on avid.com. You also follow them on Twitter. It's at Avid. Also, if you guys have not done the subscription, it's $99. if you wait too long, you have until December 31st. He just said it. December 31st, $99. If you wait to after, it's going to be $299. So make sure you do it before December 31st. Go to Avid.com. Make sure you subscribe and get all the cool products at Avid.com. Tony, it's so much fun having you on, man.
Yeah, likewise, man. Good talking to you, Sean. Thanks again.
All right, and we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You can friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.